Welcome to the world of reverse speech. My name is David John Oates, and I'm your host for the weekly reverse speech show, broadcast to you live from Adelaide, South Australia. In this show, we explore the amazing phenomenon of reverse speech. We bring to you many guests who will share their expertise in this field, and we will explore the unconscious mind, asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. This is David John Oates, your host, as always, for the weekly reverse speech show. Been a little bit spasmodic the last couple of weeks. I'm sorry, I've been travelling. I've actually had to take a rush trip to London. So I was there for 10 days, which is it's a long flight from Australia, 25-hour flight. Well, 10 hours to Singapore, and then another 14 hours to London. So it's a long flight. But anyway, I'm back, safe and sound, and some very exciting developments happening in the world of reverse speech. For those of you who've been around reverse speech for quite some time, we have often lamented the need of a good marketing guy for reverse speech. Well, I think we've found that man. His name is Sarge. And I've got a little recording of him that I made while I was in London, and we're going to play that for you in a little while. But we're planning out a fairly long-term marketing strategy. The first phase will be just small. We're going to be doing a launch in London on February the 5th of this year, so it's only two or three weeks away. And this launch is going to generate many clients. So I'm going to have to be contracting these services out. So if you've been if you're a reverse speech practitioner, and you want the work, give me an email, redwolf@adam.com.au. That's redwolf, R-E-D-W-O-L-F-E, @adam.com.au. But let's play you this little intro that Sarge and I recorded. You can actually watch the video on the website, also on my Facebook page. But this is the audio only, so here we go. Well, should be going. Hello, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name's David Oates. I'm the founder of Reverse Speech. And I'm here today to tell you about an exciting development in the marketing and promotion of Reverse Speech. And I want to introduce you to Sarge from... We're recording from London. And Sarge is a professional marketing man who's extremely turned on by reverse speech and can totally see the potential of it, and he's got some fantastic ideas for marketing. So, Marge, say hi.
Sarge. Thanks, David. Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Sarge here coming to you from London, UK. I want to tell you about a fantastic opportunity here today. I started with reverse speech around 2 or 3 years ago, I think it was, David. You know, I had remarkable success after changing my metaphors and working with David quite intensely. For 2 or 3 months, I was able to basically create a business generating millions and millions of dollars online. And I've had a very successful business online for the last 4 or 5 years. So I'm extremely turned on by reverse speech, as David says. And we've planned a very solid, intensive marketing strategy to promote reverse speech and bring it out into the world. Because that's really what it deserves, you know. David's been working with reverse speech for many years now. But I personally believe more of the world needs to know about reverse speech. So that's what I do. I do internet marketing. We run a multi-million dollar business. We've marketed many, many big name brands and companies, and now we're going to do the same for reverse speech. So, you know, we've got a very intensive marketing plan, which is going to start from the end of this month. And we need good trainers, basically. We need good trainers because we're going to have too many clients and not enough trainers to basically handle the calls. So, yeah, Anything else that
you want? Yeah. So talk about some of these clients. Where are you going to get all these clients from?
Okay. Well, first of all, I have a huge database. I have a database of around 200,000 people, and mm-hmm. my other business partner has a database of about 100,000 people. So the first approach is we're going to market to our own databases who have bought our products, who know us, who trust us, and who have worked with us for many, many years.
Right.
So we're going to market to them first of all, which is going to basically bring an influx of customers immediately.
Uh-huh.
That's our first point of strategy. So we need trainers for that almost immediately because you won't be able to handle
right.
all of those clients.
And that's happening on the 28th of January.
That's happening on the 29th of January.
29th of January.
That's correct, yeah.
So within a day or two of that's happening, we're going to have this massive influx of clients.
Yeah, well, we're expecting, by the 29th of January, 1st of February, we're expecting anywhere from 30 to 100 new customers.
Right.
And that's immediately, okay? And that's right. just with my business partner's database.
Right.
After that, we're going to approach my database. Just in the UK, that contains 5,000 people.
Right.
Across the world, it goes into hundreds of thousands, but we're going to market just in the UK for now.
Right.
That's 5,000 people we're going to reach straight away. So I'm guessing, you know, with an average conversion rate, we're looking at another 100 to 200 clients
right.
minimum that we're going to get from that. And we
right.
just don't have enough trainers for that
right.
at the moment, you know.
Right.
We also specialize in doing online webinars. So we've created a fantastic online webinar funnel for reverse speech. And, you know, if we really crank that up, we're looking at anywhere from 100 to 300 customers a month just from that funnel
wow.
as well. So,
wow.
You know, we've got an abundance of clients, but we just don't want to turn up the volume too much because we don't have enough trainers at the moment. So we need good trainers. We need people who are like you, basically,
right,
David.
Right.
And yeah.
So basically, anyone who's going to take training now is pretty well guaranteed, once they successfully graduate from the course,
yeah.
is pretty well guaranteed to have an immediate clientele to work
yeah.
with.
I mean, absolutely. Like I said to you many, many times, David, there's no shortage of clientele. We've got masses of clientele just within our own database without doing any external marketing.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So that's just within our own internal database. There's enough clientele to see many, many trainers through, you know,
right.
before
okay.
starting any marketing. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Why don't you talk about some of the plans you've got for marketing the home study course and some ancillary products.
Like yeah, absolutely. I mean, David's done a fantastic job with reverse speech. He's got many other sub-products that we can also sell, you know, one of them which is your home study course.
Uh-huh.
One of the things I specialize in is selling digital products online. That's what I've been doing for many, many years. And these are things like e-books, audio courses,
right.
videos, etc. And I've made millions of dollars doing this, you know. So one of the other things we're going to do is we're going to package some of David's existing reverse speech products, such as the home study course,
uh-huh.
and use our online marketing and sales strategies to sell them on a consistent basis.
Right.
We're also going to create an informational product out of reverse speech. So, you know, like an e-book and a 10 trance meditation set kind
right.
of thing, and we'll continue to sell that as well. So it's exciting stuff. We're going to do
yeah.
many good things
right.
with it.
Right. So if any enterprising analysts out there want to develop their own products
absolutely.
To sell, then you could take it online, couldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things which is my passion, and I've done it for a very, very long time. I think you said you've got a student called Pat who's done a weight loss course,
yes.
additional
yes.
weight loss course. Anything like that is perfect for what we do, you know. I've sold
right.
e-books and downloadable courses and made millions doing it. So,
right.
yeah, absolutely happy to hear any ideas.
Right. One thing we haven't talked about, Sarge, is media. Do you plan on getting any media?
Well, to be honest with you, David, everything I've achieved so far, I mean, with the power of the internet, you basically become your own media,
right.
if that makes
right.
sense. You know,
yeah.
You've got video
yeah.
marketing, you've got brand advertising, email marketing, so you get access to huge distribution that way.
Right.
But I've never really needed to go after any press or any traditional media because the internet's just way more powerful if you
right.
know how to use it properly.
Right. Right.
So we'll have an abundance of clients just with what we do at the moment. I don't
right.
think we'll need much media unless you want it, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, not right now.
Yeah.
So that's basically what we're doing here, everyone. It's really exciting. It's a fantastic new development for reverse speech, and it means essentially that for those of you who are going to take the training class, you are assured of clientele at the end. So we can offer you a career for you to move into in an exciting new field such as reverse speech.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for everybody, for me and David getting into
uh-huh.
this new business venture. And I'm very excited to promote a product that has so much value, so much transformational value. I mean, I've felt the impact of reverse speech in my life, my close
uh-huh.
family and my friends. And I really want to push this to the world, and we have access to massive distribution. We just
right.
don't have enough trainers to
right.
handle the workflow. So
right.
Finding work is not a problem. You just need
right.
to make sure that we've got good trainers. You know, it's
right.
very important that
right.
that we have good trainers. So
yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, I think that's about it. Do you think?
Yeah, that's cool, David. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Okay, that was Sarge and me talking about the potential reverse sweeps. I'm sorry about the echo in the background. It was actually recorded in a large room. We should have perhaps recorded in a smaller room. Anyway, but I hope you got the general idea. We're going to be marketing reverse sweeps fairly aggressively now. The launch has actually been moved up to February the 5th. We said January the 29th in the recording. We've moved it to February the 5th because he couldn't, the film crew he wanted to come in and film the presentation was booked out on that day, so we had to change it to February the 5th. So from February the 5th onwards, we're going to have a massive influx of clients. Initially, they will be contracted out to practitioners who have already taken the training course. But of course, if you want to get started in training in reverse speech, I'm very confident that we can offer you existing clientele once you graduate from the class, and that's great. I have a live training class coming up in Portland, Oregon, in the month of February. In point of fact, we've got two classes. We've got the part one of the course, which is the investigator course, and that's on Friday night, February the 17th, and all day Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of February. That's part one of the course. If you want to go on to part two of the course, which is the analyst, that's going to be held in March, on the weekend of Friday, March 16th, and all day Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and the 18th. So they're the plans. They're the next live reverse speech training classes coming up in Portland, Oregon. Love to have you there. Get a part of the new exciting adventure that reverse speech is going to be moving into, not just with clients, but with a whole bunch of products and all the other ancillary bits and pieces. And I'll be doing a training class in England. For those of you from England who are listening to the broadcast, we're planning the investigator course in England for April or May. Exact dates haven't been set yet. It can't be June because I'm going to become a grandfather in June. My daughter is due on June the 8th. So that's all very exciting. So my first grandchild, so I will definitely be in the country in June. So no training classes in England in June. No, it'll be in April or May sometime. So there you go. Okay. Now, I am going to play you some reversals. For those who listen to the show, you may remember, a while back, I played reversals from a business discussion with a couple of business partners I was going to go into business with, and these business partners, as it turned out, is Sarge, who you just listened to. And the reversals were so good that I hopped on a plane to London to set up the business. So that's what we've done. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a few of the reversals from our business discussion tape. And for those of you who missed that broadcast, and here's a couple of them here. Here's the first one.
We're going to be telling you how much you charge now anyway, yeah? So you get your money's worth, yeah?
Okay. He says we're going to be paying you how much you charge. And he says in reverse, agree your pay. So it's a congruent reversal. When he says we're going to be paying you what you charge now, then and he says agree your pay, the unconscious is congruent and is agreeing with his forward statement. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And that was right there. Let's just do that again.
Hey, folks, you know, but you pay, yeah. We know.
So So there you go. And here we have another reversal. We'll run this.
I personally think, to be honest with you, and I've been here about this for a while, I think that we can develop some software to it around this, you know?
And he's talking about developing some software to actually locate reversals. Now, Sarge has got lots of contacts in India. He is Indian himself, if you may have picked up a slight accent there. And that's an area we're going to start to pursue. And reversal on this says, beloved, let you wear the power.
I personally think, to be honest with you, and I've been thinking about this for a while, I think that we can develop some software to it around this, you know?
I'm sorry, here's reversal. Beloved, let you wear the power.
Beloved, let you wear the power.
All right, so that's once again, it's another nice congruent reversal, implying that that could possibly be successful. All right, and here we start off. This is a verse I found at the very beginning of our business discussion.
It's good to have you both on the call, first time, you know. This is the beginning of a great partnership, you know.
He says it's the beginning of a great partnership, and backwards he says, honest lesson.
Honest lesson.
So I can assume from that that he's being honest. All right, here we have another reversal.
And we'll sort of bounce between me and Raj if you feel anything to say, or just jump in.
Okay.
The first thing we wanted to say, David...
And here it says, I know we're powerful.
And we're powerful.
And you probably... my voice is actually right over the top of the end of powerful. So here, I'll play it again. See if you can listen beyond my voice, and you'll hear the whole reversal. I know we're powerful.
There
we go, and let's run the whole lot backwards. And there it was right there. Let's just do that little bit again. Yeah, so there we go, and here we have another reversal. This is also used the word powerful, and in point of fact, he used the word powerful in our business discussion tape about 4 or 5 times, which is very significant. All right, so here's another one.
Okay, so anyway, that was the first thing, David, is just a rough gauge on volume, so we know before we start the full-on marketing how aggressive to go, you know?
Right.
So,
and this reversal says our sex in the bed is powerful.
All right, and
that's a metaphor. You may have heard the phrase, when business people are talking, let's get into bed together. It means let's start working and doing all our stuff. This says the sex in the bed is powerful, so... it's going to be a very powerful, effective marketing campaign, is what I conclude from that. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
We're going to go to, initially, straight away, as soon as I've completed the presentation, which we're going to be working on this Friday, me and Raj, by the way.
Right.
As soon as that's complete, then we're going to take that presentation. We'll show you the presentation.
And this one says, sell with our soul name.
Yeah, with our soul name.
Care with our proud name.
And that's also another great reversal. It shows there's a spiritual motivation behind it. His spirit or his soul is going to be involved in the whole selling process, and that's what we want. And here we have another one.
Right. Okay. And you know, you said you'd done that intense course in 3 days. Is that all 3 parts you went through?
And this reversal says, the talk blessed me.
The talk blessed me.
Yeah, so there we go. So he's just basically saying he liked the talk and agreed with it all. All right, now we're going to continue playing a few more reversals on Sarge. And before I do, I want to play you one other reversal. As you can see, those reversals there are quite powerful, and that indicates that we're going to have a fair bit of success. And the use of reverse speech in business is actually very, very exciting. It can reveal the exact motivations behind the business and the partners, and whether they will be successful or not. Here's a reversal on a man I was going to do business with a few years ago. Here, we'll run this forward.
Well, we would negotiate that with Anchor Point when we go over there, yeah. Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way, if we contain sole rights to the books, the Channel Thrust. Now, are Anchor Point always going to be publishing this book?
They have options on my next book.
And this reversal says, I'm so full of shit. So, clearly not a man you want to be doing business with. Compare that to the reversals in Sarge, where he says, honest lesson. So, it just really shows you, and here's another man talking about doing business in the United States. Let's run this forward.
In Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go. And that's what I'd like to do. And I think photography will be the vehicle, education is going to be the product.
And this reversal says, start off with it, it will be profit.
Start off with it, it will be profit.
Start off with it, it will be profit.
And again.
Start off with it, it will be profit.
And so that's saying, yeah, go ahead with this business venture because it will be profit. You will make money from it. I think I've got a couple other more business reversals. Here's another one from a business venture.
It sort of jolted my thinking a little bit.
Huh.
So, I mean, yeah, I'd love to know what the feedback is on that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great, because I've sort of got to let him know probably pretty soon, I'd say.
And this reversal says, feel a friend, you deal with them.
You look around, you deal with them.
So that's a nice, a positive reversal around a business venture. Oh, here's a funny one. This is a businessman looking for any money blocks he may have.
I'd certainly like to have a business that was maybe a kitchen business, a small kitchen company that was probably netting 10 grand a week, something in that.
Kitchen company, in terms of what? Building kitchens?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
In that particular field.
10 grand a week, gross?
Yeah, I was looking at a net amount of that.
And this reversal says, my wife will keep spending it. So there you go, that's probably good information to have, isn't it? If you're going to go into business, if your wife is going to keep spending it, oh dear me. Here's another business reversal, let's run this one.
Selling, I don't know, email subscription newsletters. I mean, you set up a site about coaching, and you could have a newsletter that people subscribe to.
And this reversal says, the blessing in it. Yeah, so that's another positive reversal. So, for business people, if you are thinking about going into business, then you need to be looking at your reversals. Look at reversals from the business partnership discussion. If you're having a board meeting, you can get some idea from the reversals of the board meeting, what the undercurrent dynamics are. And a reverse speech will tell you all of that, whether the business will work or fail. What some of the motives of the people are. All right, we are going to play a few reversals from Sarge from his private session work, and he's been most gracious to let these take place. Now, he was a client of mine 2 or 3 years ago, and he attributes his success to the session work that we initially did. Then he had a bit of bit of a bad turn. We won't go into why. And but he rang me and said, David, I need some more work. So this is from our very first tape. So here we go.
These guys were like, they sort of said they're gurus, and somehow I got wrapped into their world, you know. And they were giving me these gemstones, these very expensive gemstones, saying that these stones are going to help you.
And he's talking about two guys he met who were gurus. And the verse says, made the source dead. So well, that goes to show that the gurus did not help him. And here we have another reversal from the first session tape.
It hasn't gone. I am doing it, but because I'm so wrapped up with 100 million other things, it's not like I'm doing it for prolonged periods of time, you know?
And this reversal says, you blanked my wolf. So that goes to show that his wolf was damaged. So the source of his energy, or his life force, his strength, was dead, and his wolf has been damaged. So I then went and did what I would do in my session work. We go and do a pre-trance. Well, the session work follows several steps. First, we do our initial recording. And these are two reversals we got from the initial recording, made the source dead and you blanked my wolf. Then we go and do a pre-trance tape where I ask the clients, how do we change this pattern? And this is a reversal I got from the pre-trance tape. So let's run this forwards.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do, because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force. And yesterday was something absolutely fantastic, you know.
And this reversal says, see yourself fall with love, give me whirlwind. So it's a long reversal. I'll tell you again. See yourself fall with love, give me whirlwind. Here we go.
See yourself fall with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself fall with love, give me whirlwind. See yourself fall with love, give me whirlwind.
Yeah, quite a clear reversal, I'm sure you would agree. Let's run the whole lot backwards. And that was right there. I wonder if you notice the tonal shift. I'll run it again. And there it was there. So in the metaphor journeys, what I do in my metaphor journeys is I'm telling the client to do exactly what the reversals say. And so I would literally have him see himself full of love. And then I would give him a whirlwind. We will probably do that by imagining a whirlwind flying and traveling towards him. Anyway, I'll be back right after this, folks.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk.
Man will spacewalk. Man will spacewalk. Man will spacewalk.
Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Okay, that's a very popular little course, a home study course, soon to go into mass distribution. But right now, you can get it from my website, or you can call the main reverse speech offices at 503-919-3752. That's 503-919-3752. Call that number too if you want to take the training class in Portland in February and March. If you can take both parts, one and part two, while I'm there, then I certainly take advantage of that. I don't know when I'll be back in America to do another course, so this may be the only one for a while. If you're unable to attend the class in Portland, I do have videos of the last class that you can watch. You can order all of these through the Reverse Speech website. Just go to the product section of the website and you'll see all the courses there, the hobbyist course and the investigative training, which is part one of the training course. All right, so we just played your reversal on SARS. It said, to see yourself full with love, give me whirlwind. And now we're going to look at some reversals from his post-trance tape. Now, by the post-trance tape, I mean we've done two Mad to Walks. They're called Meta Wars. It's a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. And more walkabouts from the Australian Aboriginals who go on their spiritual pilgrimage in the outback. And because a meta walk is a spiritual pilgrimage through the metaphors of the unconscious. And here we have a post-trance reversal. Let's run this forward.
He's going to create and the right opportunities and events show up and then they're executed properly and then the cycle just continues, you know, of everything happening, synchronicity and everything happening.
And this reversal says, but you're powerful. Yeah, so there we go, and let's run the whole lot backwards.
Yeah, the fact is really,
And that was right there. Let's play that again. So that's a nice, good post-trance reversal. And here we have another one.
Yeah, I guess it's just me just perfecting and working on my inner self, you know. That's the main thing, really.
He talks about perfecting and working on his inner self, and backwards he says running a force and now want to go. So that's a great reversal. He's running his strength. He's feeling his strength. And he wants to go forwards or make things happen. And he's making it happen with reverse speech as his main product line. All right, here's another one.
Yeah, you know, so I'm looking for new ways that I can maybe market new products or create new things on the internet, you know, and I'm just waiting for opportunities to show up.
And this reversal says, start off, feel the soul again.
Start off being the soul again.
So, start off is an instruction from his unconscious to start off and get cracking and to connect into his soul or his spirit or his soul is what the reversal says. And here we have another reversal about his wolf. You may remember in the initial tape, the reversal said the wolf is blanked. And here we go.
I think external can influence our metaphors. So I've been looking into all of that, you know. I have felt quite intensely that there's some energies going.
And this verse says, the wolf within my surf. And surf in reverse speech is the flow and movement of life. So when he says the wolf within my surf, is as he is moving through life, he is feeling and is aware of the influence of his wolf on him. So basically a pretty good batch of reversals there, which prompted me to take the plunge and do the 25-hour flight to London to meet Sergeant Person. There's nothing like being in someone's presence to really gauge their energy, and that's what I wanted to do, so that's what I did. So there we go. All right, now, I know I have played some reversals on the presidential candidates, and I'm a little bit unsure which ones I have done, because that's how I'm going to finish off the show. We're going to look at some reversals on presidential candidates. So if I played some of these before, no, I apologise, but they're interesting to hear again anyway. And we're going to start off at looking at someone, Rick Santorum, who is still in the race. All right, so here's the first one.
If we start our meeting and say the pledge, and then we can go on with our town meeting. If everybody minds, say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And this verse says, "They're near my God." Okay, so there we go. "They're near my God," when he says the Pledge of Allegiance. And here's a reversal that a seasoned reverse speech analyst will understand. A bit hard to explain to new people, but anyway, see how we go. Now, I believe I have a caller. I'm not too sure how to take callers. Maybe if someone could tell me how to do that. We're on a new system here, and I've just been notified of a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello? No. Okay. Well, I can't hear the caller. All right. I'm sorry. Still getting used to this new system. I guess the caller isn't there. Okay, maybe listening only. All right. Okay, no problems. All right. Okay, so here's a reversal that the seasoned reverse speech analysts will understand. Let's run this forwards.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
And this reversal says, She-Wolf killed off.
She-Wolf killed off.
She-Wolf killed off. She-Wolf killed off.
Now, She-Wolf is one of the most powerful metaphors of all. It's a part of the mind that can create and manifest our physical reality. And when he says She-Wolf killed off, it's almost like he's saying the United States has been severely damaged. And unless he's talking about himself, but it's a rather disturbing reversal to find on the reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. For those of you who've been around reverse speech for a while and know the meaning of the She-Wolf, you will know how concerning that reversal is. Here, let's run this again. Here's the Pledge of Allegiance being recited.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
And this reversal says, She-Wolf killed off.
She-Wolf killed off.
All right, and now we have an next verse on Rick Santorum.
And I know the number one issue in this country, without question, is the economy. It is. It's the most important thing. And we've seen a lot of discussion in the past debates about the economy.
And this verse says, but I want issue. So he's basically saying, I want an issue for my platform, and I'm going to make it the economy, because that is the number one issue in America. All right, here we have another reversal on Rick Santorum.
I've had a wonderful opportunity to get around and, as I mentioned, do almost 350 town hall meetings.
And this reversal says, I'm worried.
I'm worried.
I don't know what he's worried about. The reversal doesn't tell us that. Maybe he's worried that he hasn't got more support. Although he's not doing too well. We've just had another one drop out. Two in the last 2 weeks. Michelle Bachmann and now John Huntsman have both dropped out of the race. So the field's narrowing down a little bit. Here we have another one.
We'll have that done by the end of this week. And really, really been just feeling very blessed.
And here he says, make you see the need of mud. Here we go.
Make you see the need of mud.
Make you see the need of mud.
And mud is actually a metaphor, reverse speech, to be stuck, to being unable to move forwards. So does he have a need of mud? Does he have a need to be stuck? I don't know. Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
Sal Mirror North says Miller Yeller Nat Gill says the need of not that mouth.
Yeah, it was right there. All right, now we have a reversal again on Rick Santorum. Let's run this forward.
Of course, we're going to have some sort of tax collection agency. I love these folks out there and promise things that can't do.
And here he says, see more lies again.
See more lies again.
See more lies again. See more lies again.
I guess, I don't know who he's... talk about lying, maybe he's talking about the people who promise things they can't do. Yeah, here's a whole lot backwards.
And
that was right there. Classic politician. See more lies again. There it was. All right, okay. Oh, look at this reversal. Wow, this is a... This is a pretty aggressive reversal. Here he is forwards.
Pray for your opponent. The good things can happen for both of us. So
now he says, pray for your opponent. The good things can happen for both of us. But he says in reverse, and then offer your filth.
And then offer your filth.
So he seems a little bit disingenuous there in that reversal. All right, here we have another one.
I was talking about it. He was, you know, asking whether I was serious about running, and I said, yeah. I said, you know, I'm talking about, you know, I probably wouldn't have the resources of everybody else. And he said, Rick, don't worry. He said, you can't buy Iowa.
And this reversal says, they've seen a fly.
They've seen a fly.
They've seen a fly. They've seen a fly.
Yeah, so there we go. All right, let's look at some reversals on Ron Paul. I've been doing all the presidential candidates. They're all off my website, so if you want to go and have a look at them. We've got Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, Ron Paul, which I'm going to play for you now, and Rick Santorum, Michelle Bachmann, who's pulled out, and also Kane. What was his name? Kane. And he's pulled out too. But I've been following them all, and... all right, so here we have a reversal on Ron Paul. Let's run this forwards.
This doesn't mean they had glee about 9/11. That's a total misinterpretation. They had pleasure in knowing that they had an excuse now to do what they've been wanting to do for so long. And what did they do? They marched into Iraq.
And here he says, purpose in the lost.
Purpose in the lost.
Purpose in the lost. Purpose in the lost.
So, yeah, purpose in the... so he's basically saying they used 9/11 as an excuse to march into Iraq, and that's essentially what the reversal means, purpose in the lost. Let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish. And that was right there. Let's run the little section again. Alright, so there you go. Alright, now we are going to, here's another little interesting reversal. Let's run this one forwards.
But the one thing that I'd caution is some type of an overreaction. And what if you say what is true, but they've been saying that for 10 years or so. So it may or may not be true.
And this reversal says, and yes, they're better with this show.
And yes, they're better with this show.
And yes, they're better with this show. And yes, they're better with this show.
So, there we go. And, here we have an interesting reversal. Let's run this one forward. It's full of some theological truths.
But all the Middle East is unstable because of this. Now it's Tunisia, now it's next it's Egypt, and it's going to keep going because all the problems are there because the people don't like us propping up their dictators.
Now, this reversal doesn't have much to do with what he's saying forwards. I don't know whether Ron Balls are Christian, but the reversal has Christian overtones. It says, but Jesus sent us the one. So there we go. Make of that what you will. But it's an interesting little a spiritual religious reversal on Ron Paul. All right, here's Ron Paul egging on the crowd.
It contributed to our debt, billions and billions of dollars, and all we get is chaos from it and instability.
And this reversal says, egg you on.
Egg you on.
Egg you on. Egg you on.
So he's inciting the crowd, egging the crowd on. All right, here we have the next reversal, Ron Paul.
You can't steal from your neighbor. You can't send the government to your neighbor to steal for you. There should be no redistribution of wealth.
And where he says there should be no redistribution of wealth, he says, I want to shed it.
I want to shed
it. I want to shed it. I want to shed it.
So that's a nice congruent reversal. I want to get rid of the redistribution of wealth. All right, next reversal. Let's run this one.
And the military is not equated to defense. Defense spending is one thing. Military spending is what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, and we have to wrap with that.
And this reversal says it knows that you're less safe.
Yes, no, bring in that snitch.
Yes, no, bring in that snitch. Yes, no, bring in that snitch.
And next reversal is this one here. Play this one forward.
Even today, I mean, if you're talking about criminal acts of violence, murder, manslaughter, robbery, that's all a state issue.
And here he says, I'll slam her drums.
I'll say murder-ums.
I'll say murder-ums. I'll say
murder-ums. So there you go. All right, then we have the next reversal here, and we'll run this one forward.
Upon the states because they are suffering the consequences, and the states have this responsibility to do something about it.
And this reversal says, in your fuss.
Hidden your fuss.
And that's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
And why bang it must use this deal and snaps if it's in a snook is not hidden your fuss or is it?
That was right there. In your fuss runs straight into gibberish. So the states are suffering the consequences. They are in your fuss. That's a nice congruent reversal. All right, now here we have another pretty much congruent reversal on Ron Paul. Let's run this one forward.
I think this is something that the people ought to know about, but there's been many positions, and you have admitted many of the positions where you have changed positions.
Well, this reversal says, I want to know.
I'm learning all.
Basically a nice congruent reversal. All right, now here he's talking about the Federal Reserve, which anyone who knows Ron Paul knows that that's one of his positions, that the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. And here is this reversal. Let's run this forwards.
That you have to know why we have a recession and why we have unemployment before you can solve the problem. And the financial bubbles are created by excessive credit and stimulation by the Federal Reserve.
And here he says, I'm shelling its snare.
I'm shelling its snare.
Very clear reversal. Let's run the whole lot forwards and backwards again. And the snare of the Federal Reserve, and it's a cryptic reversal, metaphorical. He's shelling it. He's destroying it. He's throwing bombs at it. He's trying to take out the Federal Reserve. Here's the forwards again.
that you have to know why we have a recession and why we have unemployment before you can solve the problem. And the financial bubbles are created by excessive credit and stimulation by the Federal Reserve.
And here it is, I'm shelling it snare.
I'm shelling it snare.
I'm shelling it snare. I'm shelling it snare.
Very, very clear reversal, I'm sure you would agree. All right, here we have another reversal. Let's run this.
What Herman stands for, I think that helps me because they're not going to say, well, he's not really for any cuts, and he's for adding this national sales tax.
And here he says, stuck in it. He's talking about Herman Cain, who's since pulled out, and he's stuck in the sales tax.
Stuck in it.
Stuck in it. Stuck in it.
So there we go, nice and clear. And one last reversal on Ron Paul.
We've seen sudden surges of candidates, and then they fall off again. I think all of that is helpful to me.
And when he says they fall off again, he says backwards, they fall off.
They fall off.
They fall off. They fall off.
So a nice, nice congruent reversal. It's also a mirror image reversal. Because the forward is fall off again. Here's the forwards.
Fall off again.
Which in reverse, they fall off.
They fall off.
Here's the forwards.
Fall off again.
And backwards.
They fall off.
So there we go. All right. So there's some reversals. Oh, okay. We have a couple minutes left. Let me quickly put some up on Mitt Romney, who I was reading this morning. I was watching Fox News, and they are tipping that that Mitt Romney will be the Republican nominee. A bit too early to tell yet, I think, before you can make that statement, but certainly that's what they seem to think from what they were saying. All right, let's run this forwards.
In this country, we've come together in times of crisis, and this divisiveness, I think, is wrong. So I want by all of us coming together and building the enterprises through our savings, that's, in my view, something that will make a real difference for us.
And this verse says, afraid we will gamble.
Sir Fiddly Rick Gamble.
Sir Fiddly Rick Gamble. Sir Fiddly Rick Gamble.
All right, and here we have another reversal on Mitt Romney. Let's run this forwards.
And I took that skill from my business experience, which was 25 years of work, and then went to the Olympics in Salt Lake, and they were in trouble. We were able to turn that around, get their budget balanced.
And another congruent reverse says, I heal losses.
They heal losses.
They heal losses. They heal losses.
And here we have a reversal. That's a reflection of his Mormon faith.
Can we make sure that our kids have confidence that the future is brighter than the past?
And this reversal says, I seek God.
I seek God.
I seek God. I seek God.
So there we go. So that's... and here's a rather confident reversal about beating Barack Obama.
You can ask me some questions that might help you make up your mind as to whether I'm the guy to support or whether there's somebody else you think ought to be supported. And I can give you some other names of people who are on the ballot if you'd like to throw your vote to them. Just kidding. Let me turn to you and ask you a question that you might have.
And this verse says, we'll beat this man.
We'll beat this man.
We'll beat this man. We'll beat this man.
All right, folks, we're almost out of time. If you want to sign up for the Portland training class, you can either call the main reverse speech offices on 503-919-3752. You can also call me direct. I have an American number that rings on my desk here in Australia, and that is 760-666-5186. 760-666-5186. We need trained practitioners. We're going to have a lot of work coming up very soon, and we need people. Anyway, thanks very much for listening, folks, and I think we are just about out of time now, so I will speak to you next week. Bye.